Please be aware.
Hi, this is Miles with RDI Diamonds in New York. How can I help you today?
Miles, this is Cindy. It's So Me here in Allison Park.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have a rep, but I'm not sure who it was. We had one, then she left, and then we had another one, then they left.
Okay, fair. Oh, I'll take care of you today, so don't worry about that.
So, Miles, we, a while ago, it's been over a year, I think, we got some station change from you.
Mm-hmm.
We got white gold, yellow gold, and rose gold.
Mm-hmm.
We've had them break a few times. My owner, Amy, is a jeweler, so she's fixed them.
Mm-hmm.
We have two rose gold left that we cannot sell.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for, and we want to see if we can go a little heavier because these were breaking all the time. I mean, two necklaces she fixed three times.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you what the style number was. We didn't know. They had told us. The rep was supposed to call me back after that to let me know if they had any in stock, but she said, I'll call you back, but then I didn't hear from her.
Yeah.
And they said we could send these back, and they would give us some credit towards these, and we could buy another, you know, I mean, we can possibly get the white gold and yellow gold.
Yes.
So what I have in stock, let's see, is 0.25 10 diamond.
Okay.
And it's P175571.
All right, you said P175571?
571, yep.
Okay, so I think I found it here. Yeah, quarter carat, diamond station, 14 carat. Let me see if I can pull up more details. Let's see.
But my question is, can the chain be not, we don't mind the diamond size, that would be great, but the chain has to be a little heavier. This chain has just caused us nothing but a little bit of headaches.
Okay, based on the sound, I can understand that. Let me see here. So you're looking for basically a heavier chain setting. The same size is okay, just a heavier chain?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can give it to me. I think we have it in that, and then we have it in the 0.5.
Okay. Let me see.
But we want to send these back because we're having so much trouble. And they said that was, yes, a possibility. But I need one in white, a price for one in white gold and one in yellow gold.
Okay. Let me see what we have. So white gold and yellow gold. Now the 20 or quarter carats here. You said they were necklaces and not bracelets. Is that correct?
The necklaces, yep.
Okay. Did I realize we had station bracelets? I wanted to make sure I was on the same page. All right.
No, no.
Let's see here. Okay. All right, so let me scroll down. Okay, so you are looking for a white gold and a yellow gold. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. I see some rose gold options here.
Nope. We have two rose gold. That's the one we
want to
send back.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. So then let me see what our options here are. It looks like we have only rose gold left. But we do have, so we have a specific brand for what we call a rare and forever. So what those are kind of a unique brand. So let me see if that is something that would be eligible for trade-in. I might have to give you a call back on that because that's a kind of a different scenario. So I'll have to give you a call back on how that would proceed with trade-in situations. Can I get your name again? What was your name again?
Cindy.
Cindy.
So let me ask this. The rare and forever are what?
Yeah, so rare and forever. Yeah, so basically think of it as like its own line of jewelry. Okay, that's the best way I like to describe it. So what Rare and Forever contains is basically these are AI-graded jewelry, okay? So it eliminates basically any human error or human fluctuations in grading. So it allows us to be more accurate in terms of the grading style, okay? It also eliminates any brown and green hues, and there's some other detail points as well.
Okay, so if we purchased one of those in this same carat weight, what would we be looking at?
Yes, if you were to purchase it, let me pull up the screen here again. 1 second.
And do you guys do lab-grown also?
We do have lab-growns, but not in station necklaces. That I do know for sure.
Okay,
so for a white gold option, it would be, so 14 karat gold, it would be, the price for that bracelet or necklace would be $535 for that.
So wait, how many diamonds?
This one has, let me pull that up.
What's the weight, carat weight?
So carat weight is quarter carat. All right,
okay.
Length is 18. The number of stones, is like 5. So let me find the 10 option here for you. Give me one moment. I have to pull it up individually here. Looks like all of these have 5 stones to them.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see if I can find
a center stone, or is there a center stone?
On the station necklace, doesn't look like there's a center stone. Well, there's, if it's 5, there's 2, and then 1 at the very bottom. So that's
okay. So I can't do that because we're putting a pendant on it. So you don't have a 6 stone.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what the options here are. Oh, so we have a 10. Oh, that's a rose gold. So not what you're looking for. Let me try the other options, the white gold options here.
And is it miles? Is that what you said?
Yes, miles. Oh, we do have a 6 stone option here.
Okay.
This would be a half carat. Okay. So 6 stones, 14 karat gold, white gold. Half a carat, round, 14 karat, white gold. The price on this one would be $1,080.
No, we can't do that.
Yeah,
$535 looks really good if you can do a 6.
Yeah, so let me go back to the quarter carats then. 5 stones. Yeah, so these will all be 5 stone options. Unfortunately, for the white gold.
Okay.
Yeah, so everything we have in station is primarily going to be either in rose gold, or they're going to be in that rare forever line that's a little bit different. So, yeah. So
what you're telling me is you can't help me. I love it.
So let me see what other options. Is there any other jewelry pieces you'd be open to trading in for? I do know with jewelry.
Not right now. I know we're trying to really do these because we have a customer that's really interested.
Mm-hmm.
And this had 10
mm-hmm.
diamonds.
Yeah.
And so did the 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't carry this one anymore, is what you're saying.
No, yeah, we don't really carry these anymore, just based on what I'm looking.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll give you a call back. I'll talk to my boss and see what options we can do for you, and I'll hopefully come up with a solution for you, Cindy.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do you need the number, Miles?
Let's see. I have the number on the screen. Is it 412-767-8818?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a better number you want me to call?
Nope, that's the best one.
Okay. So I'll get back to you as soon as I find a potential solution for you, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Thank you, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.